Greetings. We are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Apostle April Smith. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning, good afternoon. God bless each and every one of you all. I have had a wonderful time even thus far on the line. I tell you, this is just a beautiful day that the Lord has made, and I am rejoicing and being glad in it. I love each and every one of you all. I give honor to God, who is ahead, who is my present, my future, everything. He's everything I need him to be, and I give him honor. And to his son, Jesus, I give him honor on today. And to the Holy Spirit, God bless you. God bless you. And I'm just so appreciative of you all being on the line. Thank you so much for your honor. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. Thank you. Thank you. And I thank my husband, who is the head of my household, who is my leader,
Woo!
My pastor,
Amen.
My apostle,
Amen.
Apostle
Amen.
Andrew Mitchell Smith. Praise
Amen.
God. He's truly a godsend. He truly is a beautiful man of God whom I let watch over my soul. He is worthy of being the watcher of my soul. He's worthy of double honor on today. So I thank God for
Amen.
All of you all. I'm excited. Can
Amen.
You hear it in my voice? I'm excited about what the Lord wants
Amen.
To do on today. I hope you have your pens, your pads, your paper, your pencils. It's note-taking time. So Heavenly Father, I thank you right now for the opportunity to be able to come before your sons and daughters and be able to preach and teach and enlighten and empower their hearts. Thank you, Lord, and I do not take it lightly, the responsibility that you have placed upon myself and my husband for such a time as this. And, Lord, I pray that their hearts will be open to receive what you have for them, that they will not just be hearers only of your word, but also doers, that they can choose today to implement the strategies and the wisdom principles that will be brought to them on today and be able to make life-changing decisions that will aid them in living a victorious life. And I rebuke every distraction, every hindering spirit that wants to stop and resist the planting of these fertile seeds into their ground. And we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And let all God's people say, Amen.
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 Praise
Amen.
God. Praise God. Yes, today, you all. I want to talk to you all about you all. That's the whole purpose of this call. That's the whole purpose of our ministry. We are an apostolic training center. We are called to raise and build strong leaders. This is what we are called. Every ministry has their niche. Some ministries are word-based only teach the word. Some people or some ministries are only outreach community-based where they want to get into the government and they want to meet with firemen and chiefs and all of that. Some ministries, they have a healing ministry only or deliverance ministry only. Well, we are kingdom ministry, and we encompass all of that, what I've mentioned, and more. But even more so specifically, we are a training ground. We are an apostolic
Amen.
Training ground. We will train you in your God-given talents as apostles, pastors, evangelists, teachers, whatever it is that you are called to the office of, we want to develop you. And this is how we do it, through our teaching. So get ready, take some notes. I want to talk to you about your passion. I want to talk to you about your passion. God always works in your life proportionate to your passion for him. So understand this. God has never responded to potential. No, sorry, never. I know you may think your children are the most gifted on this earth, but just because they have great potential, God will not respond to that. You may think that you are just the most beautiful or most handsome person on this earth, But if you have great potential, you have potential to do whatever you want to do, God will not respond to your potential. He never works in your life relative to your need of him. That's another myth. They think, oh, I have a great need, so God is going to come and swift and just scoop me up and bless me. And I was telling someone else, I said, and I think I posted this on the website, on our Facebook page, I said, if God responded to our needs, we would not have as many homeless people in the streets of America, hungry babies and children in Africa and other countries around the world. We wouldn't have so much need and poverty and poorness within this world. But God, I told the spiritual daughter I was speaking to, he always responds to our seed. Why? Because it always releases. When we release that seed, it releases the expectation. It heightens our faith. And what does that mean? God will always respond to your faith, not your need, your faith. So what else does God respond to? He responds to your seed of passion. God never works in your life relative to your need of him. He responds to your passion. He is not overly impressed by what he gives you. Did you hear that? He's not overly, I'm shaking some worlds in here. I know some of you all, what, I've never heard teaching like this. Well, that's why it's new. This is a new thing. This is a different ministry for all of our visitors. We don't teach the same cliche things. We challenge your mind a little bit wiser, more challenged thinking. We don't want you shouting out this line being the same you. We want to challenge you to become a new and improved you. So understand that God is not overly impressed by what he gives you. He responds to your reaction of the gift. What do you do with the gift he's stored in you? He's stored in you. So what you do with the gift, it ultimately decides the favor of God. What do I mean by how God is not impressed by what he's given you? I'm talking about the gifts that are inside of you, how the Holy Spirit gives us gifts. You can read that on your own time. 1 Corinthians, I tell you, read the whole 12th chapter. 1 Corinthians, the whole 12th chapter. But I'll just read a few scriptures where the 4th through the 11th scripture, it talks about how the Holy Spirit gives a diverse of gifts, but it's from the same Spirit. That's why I say you can't be jealous. You cannot covet another neighbor's blessing just because she can sing and you can't. Just because she can dance and you can't. Just because she's good with her hands, she can do arts and crafts, but you can't sew two stitches together. Just because she's good with media and marketing and consultative type of skill sets, and maybe you're not. You can't be jealous of what another person is doing. Matter of fact, let me take it a step further. You can't even be jealous about the rewards they're receiving because they're working their gift. Woo!
Amen.
On other people who are becoming blessed. Why? Because they're sitting at home with nothing to do, with a bonnet on their head, nothing to do, scratching their groin, smoking weed all day, but somebody else pull up and they just got a new car, they just got a promotion, they got new clothes, they're not hanging out, wasting their time all day, they're being productive, and you have the nerve to hate on them. Why? Because they are actually pursuing their passion. God is blessing them. God is favoring them because they're actually doing something with the gift God has placed inside of them. God is not overly impressed with what he's giving you. He is impressed by how you respond to what he's giving you. The Bible talks about there's a diverse of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences in administrations, but the same Lord. And there are differences in operation, but the same God which worketh in them all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. And to some, to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, and to another faith by the same Spirit, and to another other gifts of healing by the same Spirit. and to another working of miracles, and to another prophecy, and to another discerning of spirits, and another diverse kinds of tongues. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Read it, 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. Read the whole thing. That's why God is not impressed, because he understands that he gave it to you. He's not impressed with what he gave to you. The Holy Spirit gave it to you. They are one. The Holy Spirit gave it to you while you were yet forming in your mother's womb. So he knows what's inside of you. He placed it there. He carefully selected those gifts just for you. However,
Amen.
He's not impressed by that. What impresses him is what you do with those gifts. What he stored in you besides the favor of God. How you respond with your passion. So I want to talk to you today about questions. I want to talk to you today about questions. Most of you all have heard me say this, but I'm going to say it again and again. I want to talk to you about being wise in your life. Being wise in your life. Understanding what God wants out of you. That
Amen.
He wants you to be wise.
Amen.
The Bible talks about that, to be wise as serpents but gentle as doves. That's what the Lord talks about. So I want to talk to you about questions. Questions are important to me. It reveals what type of person you are. I listen to people when they speak. I listen to what they say. It tells me a lot about a person. It tells me if you're ignorant or if you're stupid. Oh, yeah, she's getting real today. Ignorant or stupid? What is the difference between ignorance and stupidity? Well, ignorance is when you don't know what to ask. And I get that. A lot of people just don't know what to ask. But stupidity is when you don't ask. Ignorance is when you just don't know. But stupidity is when you know you need to learn in this area. It's been exposed, it's been revealed that you have a weakness in this area. You need to become informed. You need to ask questions to find out the difference or to find how to equip yourself and empower yourself in that area. But you're just plain old stupid, and you don't want to bend to what you know you need to do. You're stubborn, lazy, prideful, whatever it's called. Ultimately, you don't ask. Ultimately, you don't pursue. Ultimately, you block anything that can help you and cause to be a solution in your life. Why are questions important? Questions are very important in a conversation. It's the basis for your miracle. I'm dropping so much knowledge on you today. Questions are very important. Conversation is the basis for miracles. It really is. Think about all of you all who have been blessed by this ministry,
Amen.
By Apostle Smith, by myself. It took us to be in a conversation for you to receive your miracle. You reached out to us, whether it was verbal, whether it was written, whether it was face-to-face, whatever it is, on the phone, text, whatever. But it had to be a conversation, and it had to be the basis for your miracle. But there's something, and hear me well, something you are saying, even today, think about it. Something you are saying is scheduling the experiences in your life. Something you are saying is actually lining up your future. It's scheduling the experiences in your life. The most important part of a conversation for me, and I just think period, but the most important part of a conversation is the questions you ask.
Amen.
Think about that. The most important part of a conversation is the questions you ask. Why? Because when you ask a question, you summon solutions. Ooh. When you ask questions, you summon solutions. Some of you all need to get busy just writing down top 10 questions every day. What are 10 questions I need to have constantly asking people, asking myself? A question is the only way to expose a deceiver. I'm giving you some freebies here. A question is the only way to expose a deceiver. A question will always win every argument. Yes, it will. I'm sorry, ladies. I'm sorry, gentlemen. Those tempers punching a hole in a wall, slamming stuff, breaking stuff, that won't win an argument. calling people out their names, calling female dogs, calling dudes, you know, and the N-word, all of that, that won't win a conversation. Saying, you know, the middle finger, all of that, that won't. I'm sorry. Sorry. Let me expose the enemy. If he felt that he was selling you some lies, you understand it today. That's not win conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to win an argument, you need to think about the questions that you ask. Jesus loved questions so much. It's biblical. He answered questions with questions. I love the gospel. Because when the Pharisees and the Sadducees came against Jesus and they tried to trip him up, they tried to catch him in a lie, they tried to discredit his character, Jesus was so calm, he was even-tempered, he was cool, he was collected, and he would just reply back with a question. And the Bible would notate, and they walked away dumbfounded. They were dumbfounded. They were confounded the words of him. Because he just spoke a question, and it got them all tongue-tied. I love it. I love questions. So I'm going to give you some. Since I love questions so much, I'm going to give you some today. I'm going to give you seven questions, note-takers. Seven questions. Seven personal questions. Seven personal questions that will change your life in 7 days. How about that? Let's make it a goal for 7 days.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.